good morning, Winston-Salem.
Good morning.
Your audition starts the moment you step in line, not just when you sing.
The hit competition series American Idol is entering season 13. Hundreds of Idol hopefuls waited in long lines Monday morning for their chance to wow the show's producers. 15-year-old Savannah Richmond of Garner was near the front of the line with her mom. She missed the first day of school to make the audition.
We're really here just because something really tragic happened to us last month. My grandma passed away from Alzheimer's, so I really am doing this in honor of her.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
Winston-Salem is the final stop of a 5-city tour through the South.
I'm looking for confidence and a great voice, someone who's going to wow me today that I can see up there on that Idol stage.
That's Hope Wilson, a producer with American Idol. She says the show has had big success in North Carolina. Show producers help discover stars like Clay Aiken, Fantasia Barrino, Chris Daughtry, Kelly Pickler, and Scotty McCreery. Wilson says those who make the first round of auditions in Winston-Salem will receive a golden ticket to move forward with the competition.
They're going to return to our original coal cities, what we call our larger auditions. This is a chance for us to get to people who normally wouldn't maybe travel to us, and vice versa. It's a more intimate setting, and we get to really hopefully find that rare talent.
My name is Tiffany McCall. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm 23 years old, and I was really inspired to come out because this is my dream, and with it being so close to home, I just felt like it was meant for me to be here.
I'm Adrienne Stevens. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. Me and my mom, we drove 10 hours from Indianapolis, and this is my last chance. I just turned 29 on August 24th, so I barely meet the cutoff date.
I'm Josh Reniger. I'm from Winston-Salem. I'm from here, but I go to school in Charlotte, and I'm 21 years old. Let's go one time through.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine something like a mirror. Can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone,
Idol producers say those who make it past the second round with the show's executive producers will then audition in front of the American Idol's judges. 25-year-old Tamara Settle of Winston-Salem is wearing red capris and a black top and carrying her 1-year-old daughter Naomi on her hip. She's still thinking about what she wants to sing for her audition. Settle says she is proud to have her hometown in the spotlight.
I think it's awesome being here in Winston-Salem because it's a small town and people, you know, don't really recognize us as an artsy town. Well, we are on the map, but, you know, people don't really know about us. And so I love the fact that they've actually come and to show that we're on the map and we're Winston, we're here, and we have a lot of talent.
Jaquan Johnson from Charlotte and his friend Derek Harley also auditioned for the show. They didn't receive a golden ticket, but say they wouldn't trade the experience for the world.
The experience was the same as Jaquan's. It was very nerve-wracking, but it was awesome just being in the atmosphere of so many people who have a dream. Being able to come out here and display their talent is so amazing.
No regrets. I would definitely do it again.
Yes, I surely will.
American Idol producers say footage from the Winston-Salem bus stop will air sometime between January and March. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.